Good chilly Wednesday to you, Squamish. Today, Environment Canada says we can expect a mix of sun and cloud. The wind is blowing from the north at 20 km per hour, gusting to 40 km per hour. Over southern sections, the wind will be blowing 50 km per hour, gusting to 80 km per hour. We will see a high of 2°C, but with the wind chill, it will feel like minus 17°C this morning and 8 this afternoon. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy. The wind will be blowing from the north 20 km per hour, gusting to 40, except gusting to 70 over southern sections. The temperatures will dip to a low of minus 10°C. With the wind chill, it will feel like minus 10°C this evening and minus 17°C overnight. Sunrise today was at 7:40 a.m., sunset is at 5:15 p.m. Freezing temperatures will last all week. A warm place to duck out of the cold. With the current cold snap, the district is reminding locals that municipal buildings are available as warming centers. Squamish Public Library. Right pointing arrow Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Right pointing arrow Monday, Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Right pointing arrow Sunday, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Brennan Park Recreation Center. Right pointing arrow Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Right pointing arrow Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. The 55 Activity Center. Right pointing arrow Monday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Right pointing arrow Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right pointing arrow Saturday, programs only. Right pointing arrow Sunday, closed. For more information on how to prepare for cold weather, go to squamish.ca/extreme-cold. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32. Reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. On Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Lilwat Place and the end of Highway 99 for 121.0 kilometers, Lilwat. There's compact snow. Moon phase. The moon is in its first quarter phase. The moon's illumination is currently 54.75%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hotspot in all of BC was Solander Island, off the northwest coast of Vancouver Island, which saw a high of 3.4°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was minus 2.3°C. The coldest spot in BC on February 4th was Dawson Creek, again, which dipped to minus 40°C. Yikes. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.5°C. February average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.6°C. The minimum temperature is 5.4°C, and the maximum is 8.3°C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is considerable, the treeline rating is considerable, and the below treeline rating is low. Problems include wind slabs. What does a considerable rating mean? Considerable is the third of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under considerable danger, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered ones are likely. Avalanche conditions are considered dangerous and careful snowpack evaluation, cautious route finding and conservative decision-making is essential. Reads the Avalanche Canada site. The advice for today from Avalog.co is: wind slabs continue to build and are reactive to human triggering. Natural activity may increase with sun, be extra aware of overhead hazard including cornices. Avoid lee and cross-loaded slopes at alpine and treeline elevations. Recent wind has varied in direction, so watch for wind slabs on all aspects. Start with conservative terrain and watch for signs of instability. Sea to sky gondola. The sea to sky gondola is open today, after being closed for 2 days due to high winds. Conditions at the gondola are: temperature at summit, 885 meters, minus 12 degrees Celsius. Click summit webcam below for live temperatures and weather data from our summit weather station. Projected daytime high at summit, minus 6 degrees Celsius. New snow in last 24 hours, 2 centimeters. Snow base at the summit lodge, 80 centimeters. Winds: moderate gusts. Visibility: beautiful bluebird day. Learn more about the gondola before you head out. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. Here's a few upcoming events that stood out to us. Tonight, if you are into wood, check out Twig, Wood First Wednesday at the Men's Shed, at 38201 3rd Avenue, from 6 to 8 p.m. Come by the Men's Shed and learn about their organization. They will be bringing out various planes for people to use and check out. Snacks will be available, reads the listing. Also February 5th, save the date for Nerd Night February, at the Brackendale Art Gallery, at 41950 Government Road, from 7 to 10 p.m. Here's the lineup for this night of learning. Snoring with Chella Bear. Snoring is common, but it is not normal. Why do so many people snore and why is it so unhealthy? Dating for the Birds with Thor Veen. Come along for a journey exploring the intricacies of finding the best mate as a female collared flycatcher, a small bird living in the Swedish woodlands. From pursuing the male with the biggest white patch on his forehead to cheating on your partner and avoiding mating with a male of a closely related species. Or maybe not when you are late in the season and you can sneak off to visit the next door neighbor. Life ain't simple for a bird. Trauma-informed practices with Sarah Leanne Hart. Learn a little bit more about what exactly trauma is, how it manifests, and how you can be trauma-informed in your everyday interactions. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Number parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side. Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side. 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side. 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side. 6th Avenue, entire street, no parking on west side. Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue. Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on east side. Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent. No Name Road, entire street. No parking on east side. Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on south side. Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on east side. Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-sac, no parking on south side. Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on east side. Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on north side. Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on west side. Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Gas prices. In Squamish today, the regular gas is going for 175.9 cents per liter at most stations. Gas in Whistler is 173.9 L at the co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, you can fill up for 173.9 per liter at most stations. The cheapest gas in BC can again be found in Osoyoos, where you can fill up for 153.9 per liter at the Canco, at 9121 97th Street.